Look at this. He's alive.
This dog, how you call it? Bull pit?
No, pit bull, but that's not a pit bull.
I don't know what he is. I bet he lost somebody some money, though. Give me your gun.
Shoot him. How are you sick in the head?
They left him out here to suffer and die like that. They threw him out the fucking window and
he kept on driving. It's terrible. Come. People wait for us. Come on,
they're used to waiting. Poor little guy. Jesus, I think he broke his hip. Oh, he's got a lot of bite left in him, huh?
I think Bull Pit is not playing with you, man.
Yeah, no shit.
Come. You want police coming?
Oh, look, they use him like a fucking ashtray, man. What a bunch of assholes. Let's get him in the trunk.
What?
Yeah, there's a vet emergency room right over here. Come on, I like this guy.
He tries to bite your face off. He is me. If you want a dog, I buy you a nice puppy tomorrow.
No. What the fuck I want with a puppy, Coaster?
Where do you go, man? Monty, wait. I'm not going to your bull pit, Monty. This thing is disgusting.
I told you, it's not a pit bull. Look at him, he's a good dog. I can see it in his eyes. He's a tough little bastard. He wasn't lying down for anybody.
Sometimes I think you're very stupid, man.
Look at him. Come on, if we wait much longer, he's going to be dead, all right?
You want to shoot him with my gun.
That was a mercy thing. He's not ready to go yet. He wants to live.
Oh, he tell you this now.
No, but it's like a baby, okay? They don't bitch and scream like that, you know? They see the doctor coming with the needle. It's good for him in the long run.
You have no baby.
I can't talk to you, Coasty. Come on. You son of a bitch. Hey, you quit standing there. You fucking help me out here. Just distract him for me or something. Come on. Trying to help you, you little prick. Huh? Come on. ¿Quién es más macho? Monty es más macho.
What goes on in your little head?
Little of the tricks, little of the quicks, boom, bam, nab.
Yeah, little tricks, yeah. Little quicks. You're bleeding. You get the bite.
Dog's blood. Yeah, you gotta learn to relax a little bit. Live a little.
You have a hole in neck and blood is coming out.
The love bite for saving his raggedy ass.
Rule number one, you cannot grab half dead animals. We have people waiting for us. People with money. You want to play this cowboy, no, dog boy in the middle of the highway.
Dog boy? That's funny, Coach. You're
yes,
really,
funny,
really
funny,
mastered the language.
Funny. You're bad luck. You bring bad luck on me. Always everything that can go wrong. It is not just you and me anymore when we go out. It's you and me and Doyle. Doyle's law. What?
It's Murphy.
Who is Murphy?
Who's Murphy? Who's Doyle? It's Murphy's law. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong.
Him, yes.
Yes, him.
Thank you. up there, Monty.
Easy, Doyle. What do you want, son?
I'm hungry. I woke up an hour ago. I was hungry.
Nothing I can do about that. Go up to 110th
Street. 110th
Street?
Come on, man. I can't go up there. I mean,
well, put that away.
I'm not looking for a mercy pop or anything, you know?
Done time.
This morning, right, I was shaving, and I cut myself, like four times, man. Come on, Monty, give me a break, man. I can't go up to Harlem. Look at me. The yo's, they'll eat me alive up there, man.
I'm out of business, Simon. Hey, take your Jones somewhere else. Leave me alone.
Are you afraid that I'm not going to knock you out? I mean, you know who I am. It's me.
You're not listening to me. I got touched. Okay, I'm over. Game over.
5 years I've been coming to you, man. 5 years.
Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Fine. I'm leaving. There's no need for you to be all nasty about it, right? But I'll remember this. All right? I'll remember this.
Can I help you? Hello? Hello?
Sorry, what?
Did you have an appointment with someone?
Oh, no. No, I used to go here.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave and to take the dog with you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll just give a minute.
No dogs allowed on the school grounds.
Okay. I understand. Take this out. Come here. All right. Look at what a little punk I was. In the middle with the ball.
I guess you weren't the center.
No. I started, though. Freshman year, I was on the varsity point guard.
Yeah?
No, still hold all-time assist record.
No, Marvin Ray broke the record last year.
He did not.
He did, too.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I coached the girls' team.
Well, we were undefeated that year. And I got kicked off the team for fighting, and the whole thing fell apart.
That's too bad.
Hey, listen, you know where Jacob Olensky is? He's an old friend of mine.
Now let us sport us while we may, and now, like amorous birds of prey, rather at once our time devour than languish in his slow-chapped power. Let us roll all our strength and all our sweetness up into one ball and tear our treasures with rough strife through the iron gates of life. Thus, though we cannot make our sun stand still, yet we will make him run.
Good. That's good. That's excellent reading. What do people think? What's going on here? Luke.
Can you go to the bathroom?
No, you went 20 minutes ago.
I have a bladder infection.
The palm. To his coy mistress. Andrew Marble.
Well, it's not real deep or anything. The guy wants to get laid, and he's telling her to give it up.
Excuse me. 1 minute. Hey, what's going on?
Who's that? Look who's here. It's your buddy. Sorry, John. Sorry to jump in on you. I just wanted to talk to you for a second.
What's going on?
Nothing. What is this you got going on here?
Teaching my class, I guess.
In a circle like that?
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. Hey, class.
Hey.
Sorry to interrupt. Just a little change of plans. I gotta see my father tonight. And there's these people. They're throwing me kind of a going away party.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you and Frank could meet up somewhere. Maybe that place with the
right
things that Frank goes to.
Yeah.
And I'll find you later.
Okay.
Yeah?
Of course.
All right.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Yeah, maybe like midnight, I think.
Midnight?
Okay.
Midnight?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Sorry about that.
You have a minute?
Sure. Yeah, come on in.
I thought that no students were allowed in the teacher's lounge.
I won't squeal on you. Yeah, take a seat. What can I do for you?
I want to know why I got a B minus on my paper.
You got what you earned.
Nobody else in that class can write, and you know it. I know it. Everyone knows.
Don't worry about everyone else. You're not competing with them.
Yeah, but I am, okay? I am competing with them. When I apply to colleges, you might have heard of this. They look at these things called grades. And if your grades aren't good enough, then...
No, your grade's going to be fine.
Vincent Fiscala writes a story about his grandmother dying, and you give him an A plus. Meanwhile, the night of the funeral... You know where Rhodes Scholar Vince is? Getting smashed at a basketball party and slapping girls' asses. I mean, what is that? A charity? A plus? I mean, everyone is always writing about their grandmother's dying. And you know why? It's not because it's so traumatic. It's because it's a guaranteed A plus. And you're all sentimental. Like, oh, Vince, it was very powerful, very moving. No, it wasn't. You didn't care. I didn't care. Nobody cared. That's what grandmothers do. They die.
Sometimes guys have a hard time showing their emotions.
So, slapping my ass, that's Vince's way of mourning his dead grandmother?
What did your mother say when you got that?
When I got what? She said, where did you get the money for that?
And
what did I say, or where did I get the money?
Well, what did you say?
I said he likes me.
Oh. Does he?
No.
Why do you care so much?
Just curious.
So, you're not gonna change the grade?
No, I'm not gonna change the grade.
Great. You know what? This was a big waste of my time.
Hold on.
Yeah, no, I can't talk right now. Employment number's coming out.
All right, I just wanted to
call you later.
I'm supposed to meet you at Munt.
Hey, Frank, coming out with us tonight or what?
Nah, I gotta meet some friends tonight.
Big date, huh? Who's the new bimbo? Can I bang her first?
Yeah, you wish, brother. Nah, it's more of a going away party.
Nah, listen, Frank, the other thing. What? You still holding on to all those OEX contracts?
Yeah, you better believe it. Why, you nervous?
I don't like it, Frank. Claims numbers have dropped 3 weeks straight, and I don't feel comfortable with this.
What, so claim numbers drops, everybody thinks the form is going to be up? Come on,
everybody, stop. Frank, look at me when I talk to you. What? Everybody's thinking this because it's pretty much always true. I mean, when it rains outside, people get wet. Right or wrong, Frank?
Not this time, sir. I'm telling you, I got a theory. Look at this.
Check oh, good. You've got a theory. Look, Frank. Fuck you and your theory.
Oh,
you're
that's
in awfully
good.
Deep
nice.
Here, Frank. You've got $60 million of defense money. Whoa! $100 fucking million? What are you two doing? You want to be part of the unemployment numbers? Get back to work.
Sal, you knew. They raised my limit to 100.
A week ago. They just raised your limit a week ago.
Wait, wait, wait. Sit on it? Is that what you want?
First of all, you're not going to raise your voice to me. That's first off. You cannot put me, you, or this firm in jeopardy by putting $100 million in one idea. Right or wrong? Come on.
Right or wrong, yeah. Listen. I'm going for a low number, all right? 140, 135.
I really don't give a shit what you think, Frank. You're becoming a cowboy. You come in here, you're not even clean shaven, Frank. Stop playing with this fucking ball and pay attention to me. You come in here drinking your red bullshit, you stink like bulls, you're out all night partying, and that's okay. But when you become a cowboy, that's when I draw the line. I am still your boss. And I am telling you now, you sell half those contracts. Do I make myself clear? Do I make myself clear, Frank? Do I make myself clear to you?
Yeah.
Yes? Good. Have a good day. And by the way, we're still on for Friday night, courtside front row. Don't be late.
It's mayhem down here on the floor of the exchange. Within moments, the unemployment number is going to be announced. Solomon Brothers, along with most of the street, feel the number is going to be high, around 250,000.
Sully's looking for a high number, 280,000 is their call.
Fuck Solomon Brothers.
Fuck Solomon Brothers?
Yeah, fuck Solomon Brothers. They're hedging their bets. Want everybody on their side of the fence.
What's the big deal with the employment number anyway when it's at PLAN?
Whatever. Look, more jobs means fewer people looking for work. Means it's harder to find good people to fill those jobs. Means you got to raise wages to get them. Means inflation goes up. You got it?
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't think so. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing and you're handing out junk mail. Now get off my desk.
Sorry about that.
You know you're wearing a striped shirt with a striped tie. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do it for the ladies.
Oh, do the ladies ever tell you that you look like a fucking optical illusion? Yeah? Go away. Disappear. Come on.
I'm out of here.
You better hop too, Sonny boy. You know, it's funny. I don't see you picking up the phone to sell those contracts, and I'm pretty sure I just heard your daddy come over here and cut off your allowance, so I'm a little surprised. You're not going to disobey a direct order, are you?
You know, Marcus, do I come into your bedroom, tell you how to blow your boyfriend? No. Go away.
Hey, Schultz!
Yo?
What are we looking at for that unemployment number?
250, 270, somewhere in there.
Hey, Frank, you all right?
We're good.
In the market, in uncharted waters. So who really knows? The number's coming out. New applications.
Give me out.
We're going for a ride now. Woo!
Where have you been?
got up at 7 o'clock this morning. You're already gone.
Yeah, I needed to walk around a little, you know? How long have you been sitting on this dude?
All day. I've been waiting for you. Beautiful day.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Hey, Mr. Doyle. I missed you this morning. Montgomery, I want you to talk to me.
About what, man?
About how you're feeling.
How do you think I'm feeling?
I'm asking because I don't like to assume.
Well, good, don't.
What do you want?
I want to be like that girl in the X-Men. That one who can walk through walls. I can't do that. I don't know, boom. One shot to the head, problem solved.
Don't joke about that.
Who says I'm joking?
So what are we doing tonight? Before you kill yourself, that is.
Uncle Nikolai's throwing me a party down at Bridge. Figure we all head down there. Oh, come on. Come on. I have to go. I got no choice, okay? We might as well try to have some fun.
I thought it was over with those guys.
Yeah, it's almost. It's over. It's never really over with these guys, but... Nasty habit you have, you know that? You've been to Puerto Rico twice on vacation.
I'm very proud of my heritage.
Yeah, but what does that mean? So I should get an Irish flag tattooed on my ass just because my grandparents were
there? There's not enough room on your skinny, white, flat ass for an Irish flag.
Yeah, well, between you and me, the kids are good. Right,
kids, at this rate, we're not having it.
It's probably your mom.
Doyle, cut it out. Yeah, you have the worst timing ever.
Sorry to bother you, man. Is Montgomery broken in?
Monty?
Montgomery Brogan?
Yeah, that's me.
I'm Agent Flo with the Drug Enforcement Administration.
I can see that. What is all this?
We've got a warrant to search your apartment.
Are you serious? Go ahead. Hey, easy, Doyle.
Yeah, I don't see any tags on that dog.
He's inside. He didn't need tags.
You better stay calm or I'll have the pound come get him. Seen too many men bit by these mean bastards.
What?
Mind if I have a seat?
No, be my guest.
Miss Rivera? Yeah. That's your name, right?
I need you to stay right here, ma'am.
Can't have you sneaking around. You know, this sofa's not very comfortable.
Maybe it's a posture. A posture is very important.
No, it's this Castro convertible. It's very uncomfortable. It's kind of lumpy. You know, I just don't understand it. It looks like such a nice sofa. How much did you pay for this sofa, Miss Rivera? Maybe it's the padding.
Booyah! Could be the padding.
Yeah. Probably the padding.
Come on, get it over with.
There's something bumping in here, Mr. Brogan. You know, it's a good thing I found this. It's gonna make your sofa so much more comfortable to sit on.
Mr. Brogan, I do believe you're fucked. Royally.
Shit.
Baby? Are you okay?
Yeah. This will be the best night of my life. Best night of my life.
I've been waiting around all day long.
I
just
want
to know if we're going to spend any time at all together
today. I know.
Can you just talk to me? Talk to me, okay? We haven't been talking. This is our last night.
No. It's not our last night. My last night. Not your last night. You got all kinds of nights. You got nights with you. Girlfriends,
okay.
Going out clubbing, sitting at bars.
You and me equals out. This is lawyers, our last night.
You sit at home watching movies with your mother. You got all kinds
Look,
of nights.
I don't understand what you're not understanding
hey,
here.
You know what? I can't do this right now. Okay, babe. I need you to just be quiet. Please, just be quiet.
I know, but we haven't talked about this at all. You know, lately you can't even look at me in the eye.
Here we go. Meet us at the place in Chinatown.
Where are you going?
I've got to see my father tonight. You know. Do me a favor and wear that silver dress tonight, okay?
You want me to?
Yeah. That's how I want to remember you.
Very nice. Hello, beautiful lady. Beautiful baby. You look like Halle Berry. They tell you this. Come back. I make you half black, half Russian, maybe. So many beautiful women. I love this neighborhood. How much is rent?
You can't afford it, trust me. What are you doing here?
Something is wrong?
No, I'm having a time of my life. What do you think, you dumb shit?
Uncle Nikolai wants me talking with you.
to make sure you come to club tonight.
You know what? You're like the third person in 2 days that said that to me. What the fuck is going on? What does he really want?
I don't know.
Come all the way up here just to tell me you don't know? You never heard of a telephone?
But you do not answer my calls. And Uncle wants to make sure that you're tonight at the Breeze.
I'll be there, for Christ's sake. Tell him. I'm bringing some friends. I'm bringing Naturelle.
Monty, wait, Monty, please. Why you bring her?
Why wouldn't I?
We had this discussion once before, no? You get very mad at
me. Oh, you know what? You stop with that already. I already told you it wasn't her.
So you know this.
Why would she?
Maybe her aunt is a legal alien. You know these Mexicans, they jump their border.
She's Puerto Rican. Makes her a citizen of the United States. That's more than I can say for you.
Maybe the feds, they bust her.
You know, you're fucking cracking up. Filling my head with this shit, you're crazy.
You ask her.
No, I didn't ask her.
Listen, before you leave, you should know.
See you down there.
Hard on those guys.
I went to elementary school with that guy, Nick. You remember? Nicky?
Oh, Nick. Oh, yeah. Good kid.
Place looks good, though.
Mm. Want to take your coat off?
It's been a little cold. That's a hell of a steak.
Only the best for you, sweetie. I send you cookies every month. Peanut butter, right?
That's it.
I talked to Sal.
Oh, Dad,
come on. Let's see if he can help with this.
Dad, the guy's been out of the picture for 20 years.
He still knows people.
Well, that's not the point. I don't want you to get involved. Okay? I mean it. I'm going to be all right.
You know, you'll still be a young man when you get out. I know you don't think about it, but don't start any trouble in there. Keep your head down.
Don't worry about me, please.
This should never have happened. You could have been... If you wanted money, you could have done anything you wanted. Doctor, lawyer.
Don't lay that on
That's
me.
That's all I'm saying.
Don't lay that on me. When Sal and his crew were squeezing you for the payments, I didn't hear you wishing I was a law school student then. Not one from you back then. Where'd you think that money was coming from? Donald Trump?
That was a mistake.
Well, let's forget it then.
There were lots of mistakes. You should have stopped drinking when your mother passed.
Oh, please don't do this.
11-year-old boy with a dead mother and a drunk father.
Mm-hmm.
I got no one to blame but myself.
Oh, stop. It wasn't you, Bob. Take a look.
Fuck you and this whole city and everyone in it.
No.
Fuck the panhandlers grubbing for money and smiling at me behind my back. Fuck the squeegee men dirtying up the clean windshield of my car. Get a fucking job. Fuck the Sikhs and the Pakistanis bombing down the avenues in decrepit cabs. Curry steaming out their pores, stinking up my day. Terrorists in fucking training, slow the fuck down!
Think about getting one of those operations that elongate your penis?
Fuck the Chelsea boys with their waxed chests and pumped up biceps. Going down on each other in my parks and on my piers, jiggling their dicks on my Channel 35. Fuck the Korean grocers with their pyramids of overpriced fruit and their tulips and roses wrapped in plastic. 10 years in the country, still no speaking English. Fuck the Russians in Brighton Beach.
mobster thugs sitting in cafes, sipping tea in little glasses, sugar cubes between their teeth. Wheeling and dealing and scheming. Go back where you fucking came from. Fuck the black-hatted Hasidim strolling up and down 47th Street in their dirty gabardine with their dandruff, selling South African apartheid diamonds.
Come on, your wife deserves this.
Fuck the Wall Street brokers, self-styled masters of the universe, Michael Douglas, Gordon Gekko, wannabe motherfuckers figuring out new ways to rob hardworking people blind. Send those Enron assholes to jail for fucking life. You think Bush and Cheney didn't know about that shit? Give me a fucking break. Philadelphia, WorldCom, fuck the Puerto Ricans. 22 a car, swelling up the welfare roll, worst fucking parade in the city. And don't even get me started on the dumb in the cans, because they make the Puerto Ricans look good.
Who's this fucking guy? Get the fuck out!
Fuck the Bensonhurst Italians with their pomaded hair, their nylon warm-up suits, their St. Anthony medallions, swinging the Jason Giambi, Louis Rose Club, their baseball bat, trying to audition for the Sopranos.
Get out of
Bensonhurst! Fuck the Upper East Side wives with their Hermes scarves and their $50 Balducci artichoke. Overfed faces getting pulled and lifted and stretched all taut and shiny. You're not fooling anybody, sweetheart.
Taxi!
Fuck the Uptown Brothers. They never pass the ball. They don't want to play defense. They take 5 steps on every layup to the hoop, and then they want to turn around and blame everything on the white man. Slavery ended 137 years ago. Move the fuck on. Fuck the corrupt cops with their anus-violating plungers and their 41 shot standing behind a blue wall of silence. You betray our trust! Fuck the priests who put their hands down some innocent child's pants. Fuck the church that protects them, delivering us into evil. And while you're at it, fuck JC. He got off easy. A day on the cross, a weekend in hell, and all the hallelujahs of the legioned angels for eternity. Try 7 years in fucking Otisville, Jay. Fuck Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and backward-ass, cave-dwelling, fundamentalist assholes everywhere. On the names of innocent thousands murdered, I pray you spend the rest of eternity with your 72 cores roasting in a jet fuel fire in hell. You towel-headed camel jockeys can kiss my royal Irish ass.
I notice how many of what I once thought were evidences of repression.
Fuck Jacob Alinsky.
Sexual or otherwise.
Whining malcontent. Fuck Francis Xavier Slattery, my best friend, judging me while he stares at my girlfriend's ass. Fuck Naturelle Rivera. I gave her my trust and she stabbed me in the back. Sold me up the river. Fucking bitch. Fuck my father with his endless grief, standing behind that bar, sipping on club soda, selling whiskey to firemen and cheering the Bronx bombers.
Let's go, Yankees!
Fuck this whole city and everyone in it. From the row houses of Astoria to the penthouses on Park Avenue. From the projects in the Bronx to the lofts in Soho. From the tenements in Alphabet City to the brownstones in Park Slope to the split levels in Staten Island. Let an earthquake crumble it. Let the fires rage. Let it burn to fucking ash and then let the waters rise and submerge this whole rat-infested place. No. No, fuck you, Montgomery Brogan. You had it all and you threw it away, you dumb fuck! What do you think of Naturelle?
She's a good girl. Your mother would have liked her.
Yeah, but you trust her.
Do I trust her?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to trust her?
Do you think I can trust her?
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. People are saying weird things. I'm hearing stuff around. Like, maybe she was the one that made the phone call on me.
Why would she do a thing like that?
Maybe they got to her, you know? It happens. They find something, put the screws on you.
The girl loves you, Molly. I can't believe she would betray you.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, everything's gotten so strange, Bob. I look at these people around me and I'm thinking, these are my friends? I don't even know these people. You know, and Naturelle even. Do I really know her? I don't know. It's all... The
only people I trust are you, Jacob, and Frank, the guys I grew up with.
I miss those boys.
Yeah, I know. I'm supposed to be meeting them. They're waiting for me. I ought to get going.
What about your food?
I can.
Okay. See you in the morning.
No, why? I'm going to take the bus up there.
Oh, forget about the bus. I'll drive you. Take half as long. Take this. I'll let you keep it. When you was a little kid, you used to sleep in that fireman's helmet. You wanted to be just like your daddy. Ever tell you about the fights we had, naming you?
Yeah, you wanted to name me James.
James Brogan Jr., good strong name. Nah, your mother thought it was too boring for you.
She liked Montgomery Cliff.
Loved him. Place in the Sun, her favorite movie. I kept saying, Montgomery Cliff, look what happened to that poor fuck. Died way too young, bad luck.
Bad luck. I'm gonna go, okay? See you soon, Pop.
Money.
He'll be working for me. I'll have his job. Listen, I gotta go. Talk to you tomorrow. Cocksucker.
How you doing, bro?
Hey.
Good to see you.
How you doing?
Good.
Come on in. Remember?
Yeah.
Cool.
Times says the air's bad down here.
Oh, yeah? Well, fuck the Times. I read the Post. EPA says it's fine.
Somebody's lying.
Yeah.
You gotta move?
Fuck that, man. As much good money as I pay for this place? Hell no. Tell you what, Bin Laden can drop another one right next door. I ain't moving.
What would you say to him?
I'll say nothing. He's going to hell for 7 years. What am I going to do? Wish him luck? Just get him drunk. Make sure he has one last good night.
So you're up for this?
Yeah.
I don't even know why he invited me.
What are you talking about, man?
We hardly ever see each other anymore. You and I are his friends from the past.
Oh, yeah, like his friends from the present have done him much good.
I can't believe he's gone away for 7 years. Someone turns him in and...
Oh, don't feed me that shit.
What shit?
Come on, Jake. Don't feed me that bullshit. Yeah, he got caught, but hello, Monty's a fucking drug dealer. Shit. What, are you driving a vintage Super B?
No.
No, he is. Yeah, paid for by the misery of other people. He got caught. He's gonna get locked up. I'll tell you something else. You two are my best friends in the whole world. And I love him like a brother, but he fucking deserves it. Deserves it.
What's he planning to do with Doyle?
How the fuck should I know? I don't know, maybe leave him with Naturale or something.
They should at least let him take Doyle with him.
What?
Let him take Doyle with him. It wouldn't be so
he
lonely.
You can't take a fucking dog to the Huskow, Jake.
I'm just saying, it'd be kind of nice if you could.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Monty's tough. I think he'll be okay. If it were me, I'd never last a day, but Monty, he's different.
Oh, yeah? You believe that?
Yeah.
You don't fucking get it, do you?
What don't I get?
You want the simple version, Jake? Guys who look like Monty don't do well in prison, right? And he's got three choices. None of them are good. One, he can run. Two, catch the bullet train.
Bullet train?
I'm not saying what he's going to do. I'm saying what his choices are. His third choice is he goes to prison, that's it.
Yeah, and that's what he's going to do. He'll go, and I'll see him when he gets out.
Maybe. I'll tell you what. After tonight, bye-bye, Monty.
What does that mean?
Man, if he runs, he's gone. He ain't coming home. If he pulls the trigger, they close the casket. He's gone. They lock him away, he's gone. You'll never see him again.
I'll see him again.
You won't.
No, I'll visit him up there, and I'll see him when he gets out.
Fuck with, you know what? This is such horseshit. This is so much like you, Jake. You're not going to see him.
Like me?
Yes, exactly. Never see him again. Well, you think you're going to kick back with some beers, reminisce, old times, you're still going to be friends? It's over after tonight, Jake. Wake the fuck up.
Good-looking girl you got there. Them Spanish broads. Ooh, that's a scary look.
Yikes.
You see the look you gave me? Natural Rivera. What a name. Yeah, you see the rack on that girl?
You know what? Take another angle, man. You can't fucking touch her.
No. You're missing the point. She touched you.
You're lying.
Emma?
Yeah.
Doll, that's sweet. You really trust her. All I know is she's walking away. Yeah. We just signed her release.
Probably having a big party tonight over at Jimmy's Bronx Cafe.
Sure, why not? Big celebration. She got that whole fancy apartment to herself now. What? You thought she was with you for your looks? Shit. Girl saw a pot of honey and she licked it clean.
Yeah, she's a real smart girl. Now you, on the other hand,
you're supposed to be smart. Got yourself a scholarship to a fancy private school, huh? Not bad for a punk from Bay Ridge.
Yeah, but then you go and get yourself thrown out for dealing weed to some rich kids. What up with that?
You know what happens to pretty boys like you in prison?
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe. But then again, maybe not. Jeez, Your Honor, you know, what can I say? I messed up. You know, my mother died. I was still worried about my father. I needed to help him out. My head was a little turned around. I got hooked in with the wrong people, and I made a big mistake. I really did, but it was my first time. I'm sorry, and it will never, ever happen again. Time served. Probation.
You don't read the papers much, do you, smart guy? In New York, we've got a wonderful thing called the Rockefeller Laws. Let me educate you. You had a kilo in your sofa. That kind of weight makes it an A1 felony. 15 years to life minimum for first offense. Now, with that much spread in the sentencing guidelines, the judges take their cues from the prosecutors. So if it's the prosecutor's wife busted his chops that morning, you're fucked. You're gone for good. If you get lucky, really lucky, and let's say he got some good trim the night before, maybe he'll plead you off to an A2. But that's still 3 to 8 for first time, minimum. How much of that stretch you pull is all up to the mood of the prosecutor. And he's going to ask us, did he play ball? So, why don't you tell us about your friend Nikolai? Let us make it easy on you.
Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
When you have your dick in his mouth, does he just keep talking like that? Because it seems to me he just never shuts up. And I'm just curious. Does that get annoying? You know, you're fucking a guy in the mouth and he just won't shut up?
Look here, you vanilla motherfucker. When you're upstate, taking it in the culo by a bunch of guys calling you Shirley, you only have yourself and Governor Rockefeller to thank for the privilege.
Let's get the hell out of here. Tell the U.S. attorney we got a hard ass.
You need a girlfriend.
I need a girlfriend?
Oh.
Wait a minute. When was the last time you had a girlfriend? All right, when was the last time you got laid?
I've got prospects.
Yeah, you do prospects.
I do.
You know what? You're in the 62nd percentile. That's what you are.
What is that? 62nd percentile?
Yeah.
That's you.
That's where you rate. All the bachelors in New York, we're all competing for the same women. Well, the straight bachelors.
And I'm in the 62nd percentile.
Yes, sir.
Well, in other words, I'm better than 62% of the New York bachelors.
Well, you're rated higher than them, yeah.
But worse than, what, 38%?
37, no 100%.
How'd you come up with 62?
There's all science figuring it out.
There's a science of figuring it out. That sounds very scientific. Now, if I may inquire, what's your rating?
I mean, you should ask. Mm-hmm. I happen to fall right in the 99 percentile.
Of course. Who came up with the ratings?
I didn't.
You came up with the ratings. Mm-hmm. You didn't get a 99. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
What are these based on?
It's just a system. I mean, that's your rating. I mean, I'm not saying you're a bad person, Jay.
No, you're just saying I'm a bad bachelor.
No, you know. You're better than an average bachelor.
What are the criteria?
First, money. You have none. Trust funds don't count for shit because it's a red flag that says mommy and daddy could turn off the cash flow one day. So that right there keeps you at the top 10%.
10% of the gold diggers?
10%, period. Two, you got chronic bad breath. No offense, but most women will sleep with a guy with stank breath, so.
Fuck you.
Nah, you don't have to get so annoyed, right?
I am annoyed. What puts you in the 99th percentile? That's what I'm wondering.
Okay, well, first of all, I,
What, besides your salary, all the money you make?
Mm-hmm. I happen to be blessed with a very big dick. Genetics, man.
Doesn't dyeing your hair drop you down a few places?
Nope, not at all. It won't bother women, it's bothered me.
Going gray does bother you.
Oh, it doesn't. Of course it does.
If it didn't bother you, you wouldn't smear that goop all over your scalp 10 billion times a day.
Hair's a non-issue, Jake.
Well, is dirt table manners an issue? Yeah, that silver thing to the left of your plate, that's called a fork. Mm-hmm. And when people eat rice, they use chopsticks or a fork. And you know, grown people don't eat fried rice with their bare hands. You don't know how to behave.
You busting my balls the way I eat?
You spend the whole week figuring out how to defraud foreign governments, whatever you do, and then you get out of there and you go out to the strange world outside your office called reality, and you don't know how to behave.
there.
Why? Well,
that's my case.
You tell me about reality? Jacob, you're a rich Jewish kid from the Upper East Side who's ashamed of his wealth. You walk around unhappy 24/7, trying to make up for the fact that you were born privileged. Fuck that. You know what? That's just some knee-jerk liberalism bullshit, man. You call that reality?
What's money?
Let's see. Money's going to prison. He's a donut. Big fat zero.
Yo. Let's not go to practice. Just today.
So don't go.
Let's go to my house. Come on, Nat. Let's go. My mother won't be home till late either. And there's food.
Good, because I ain't got no money.
He don't know.
So?
What's that?
Nothing. I don't care.
You don't care, Nat?
What do you mean now?
Yeah, right. You know you liked it in him forever.
I never liked it in him.
Come on now.
You're trying to hook us up because you want me to be your sister-in-law, but I ain't never had.
Yeah, that would be nice. I wouldn't mind, but don't front like you don't like it in him. Now, please, okay? Every day you come to my house. Please don't walk me home.
Every day? What kind of
bullshit? Anyway, so is that girl.
What's up, Simon?
Hi, how you doing? Good, good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. What's that?
It's a new guy. It's Golden. Good.
You know what I told you?
Big, big, sonny. Back up the truck, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right, son. I'll handle my business, all right?
She's trying to help.
All right. Take it easy.
When did he break up with her?
Like a month ago. He don't stop. He calls the house. He calls the house. He calls. He hangs up. Please.
Did he break up with her or she broke up with him? He broke up with her, though, or she broke up with him? Why is everybody...
Excuse me. Your lighter?
What?
What about your lighter for a second?
Yo, I've met you before, haven't I?
Hey, you do look familiar to me. How do I know you?
Yeah, you were in my brother's class.
Pete. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Bye.
Nat, come on, let's go. We got practice. I'll catch up.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
What do you got practice for?
Basketball.
Seriously? You play? Come on. What are you, guard?
3 spots.
Play small forward? No shit. That means you're strong and quick. I play the 1. Point. You know, you skip too many of these things, I'll give you the boot, for real.
Just want to finish my cigarette.
Funny, how you don't... I don't know, I wouldn't have made you for a ball player, you know? You look more like a runner, like a track star. Where are you from? You from uptown? USA? You on a scholarship?
But I can be from Riverdale?
From wherever you want. I'm curious. I didn't mean nothing. I just, you know, I was on a scholarship too. It's a good thing. You're lucky. What's your name? Natalie?
Naturelle.
Are you serious? Naturelle. Wow, I like it. How old are you?
18.
Are you 18?
Why?
Because it's not every day. I meet a girl as pretty as you who plays a 3 spot. That's deadly.
How old are you?
I'm old enough to have to ask.
You're too old to be hanging out in the playground.
I wasn't hanging out. I was passing by.
What if I was 17?
Might shorten the conversation a little. But you're not. You're 18. We got no problem. You say I come and see you play sometime. Seriously, I'd like to.
Maybe.
I'll be the one right behind the bench telling, get back on D. meet somebody.
Who's that?
She's just the girl for you. Hey, Jody. You back there? Hey, baby.
How's
it going?
Hi.
Hi. Who's your little brother, Frank? He's a cutie.
Don't bother with me. I'm in the 62nd percentile.
That's probably because you don't work on Wall Street. The scale is skewed to the money thing.
Everybody knows about this.
Everybody knows.
Anybody at this bar?
See that ass?
She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the guys at school. Biology teacher, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever meet Terry?
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, he really likes this girl.
A student?
A student. Yeah. A junior.
Oh, man.
I mean, the girl's 16. 17, maybe. I don't know. She's not really pretty. Not in the classical sense. But she... I don't know. She's got something. And I told Terry he ought to just forget about it. You know, he's kind of obsessing. And it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
The way he talks about it. But he's like, 5 years from now, she'll almost be out of college. I mean, I'll be 36. Nothing wrong with that.
You haven't talked to her yet, have you?
No, I'm sorry. Were you listening to what I just said? Oh, I haven't fucked her. Of course.
That's good. Yes, man. Big mistake.
I'm not a pervert.
You know what a man should never ask in a Victoria's Secret shop, Jake?
What?
Does this come in children's sizes? Think about that.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's literal. It's a joke. You know what? Why do we always have to do this? Why can't we just sit down and, you know, just shut the fuck up, have a beer, a drink? What's the matter?
Francis, it's Xavier Slattery.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
How are you, natural?
You too.
Hi.
How you doing?
You look fantastic.
Do you?
Thank you. What do you want that to?
Francis flirting with the bartender.
Oh, yeah? What's the verdict?
Guilty of looking good.
Just hits, Francis.
Oh, yeah? Did you see her ass? Girl's got a fine ass. I mean, she's oozing sex appeal.
She's oozing something.
See that right there? That is so typical. That's what I'm talking about, Jane. Why is it that a woman walks in a room with great tits, every other woman in the joint says that she's a slut? Why is that?
I have great tits. I'm not a slut.
Says you. Another thing.
Hey!
When I call a girl and I say, hey, we're going to meet for dinner at this particular place, why can't I get off the phone for a half an hour? That's a sickness. You guys have a sickness. And tell me this. Please explain this to me. Why is it that women feel the need to cry after having great sex?
Oh.
Yeah. Why is it? What is up with that, right?
Oh, my God.
What?
Are you serious?
Yes. Well, it's like, it's a joy thing. It's not, oh, please. Get the...
You're just a sad fuck.
It's like you've been, demoted from the 99th percentile.
Yeah, thanks, Jake. You should have been here earlier. You missed a great story about Jake's imaginary friend. It's great.
Okay.
So, what's your man?
I look he's ever on time.
Better be tomorrow.
How's his dad doing?
He looks like he's aged 20 years in the past couple months.
That's too bad. Yeah. Come on. We gotta keep this upbeat. Make sure he has a good night time.
All right. Why don't you give us some more sex tips? That'll cheer things up.
Touché.
Where's the little girl's room?
I know she cries after having sex. I bet good money on that shit.
You'd like to know, wouldn't you?
Set him up for the dead end kids.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh.
You waiting long?
No. We got here early.
Yeah. Natural?
Bathroom.
Hey, ladies, you're on me.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
I gotta come back Sunday for my birthday party.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
You don't have to come. I was just saying.
No, thanks. Thank you. Fuck Sunday.
Hey, fuck Sunday.
Arrived.
Coming and going at the same time.
7 years, man. That shit ain't no joke, man. That's nervous, man.
That's the word.
Damn, you alright?
Trying not to think about it, man. What is this? What's this going on here?
It's a legendary DJ Dust, man. That's my man from Fort Greene. He's nice. 17 years old, man. That motherfucker's 17. But he gets the girls jumping, man. And don't worry about the crowd. VIP set up for y'all. Don't worry about that.
My people here. You guys coming in here?
No, man. He's going through the back, and the door will be open for you. Don't worry about that.
Thank you.
Hey, listen up. Don't lose your temper until it's time to lose your temper. You hear me? Okay.
Okay, so on the other side. I see what I see.
Hey, Alinsky! Mr. Alinsky! Oh my god, what are you doing here? I didn't know that you ever left school. I thought that you had like a bed down in the boiler room or something.
Mary D'Annunzio?
Mary B. Minus D'Annunzio, that's me. I'm kidding. It's not a big deal.
No, it's okay. I'm here with friends.
That guy from the class today? He knows people, right? I mean, so do you think he could get us in?
No.
They're not letting anyone in right now. They say it's already too crowded, but I have to get in there. I mean, I have to. You're a fan of Dust?
Yeah, sure.
He's the absolute truth, right? I mean, he is so true. I can't believe that you're into Dust. I mean, no offense, but like I thought that you'd be more into show tunes or Barry Manilow or something.
No, I think Dust is very good. Actually, I mean, I prefer his earlier work.
Hey, Jay.
His earlier work.
Hey.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Right?
Come on, it's Sky. Pull the door.
Okay.
Do it together.
Let's go.
You're looking after the dog, right?
You again. Yeah, isn't it past your bedtime?
Oh, no, I'm with Jake. We're lovers.
Lovers? Just kidding. Really? Well, I mean, come on in. There's plenty of room for lovers.
Well, I'm here with three friends. Can I come too?
Girls?
No?
Mary, please.
Are you out of your mind? You can't take a bunch of guys in. Let's go. Let's go.
You can't go in there.
No, it's good.
Donnie.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen pictures of this room. Like, Daft Punk was in here. So, who are you? Are you someone famous?
Hey, D'Annunzio. We say we give it a rest with some questions. Have a little champagne.
Okay. Enjoy.
Champagne for my real friends. And real pain for my sham friends.
Cheers.
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 Like that?
Yep.
Does anyone want to go dance?
Come on.
That's your thing.
Go ahead. No, go do it. I'll catch up with you.
Sure?
Yeah.
You dock me? You got any whiskey?
Hand me one.
Callan 18.
I'll go see if you have some upstairs.
Hold up, I'll come with you. Back in flash.
Can't believe you brought my student in here.
Oh, come on. Come on, she's cute. She's cute, she is. She talks a little bit too much, but she's cute.
Yeah, you're gonna get me fired. You realize that? She's gonna tell her friends, and then, you know, they're gonna tell their friends, and they just keep
talking.
What
are you gonna say? You're gonna say you met her at a club, you ran into her, you talked a little bit.
Yeah.
Seriously, you haven't done anything wrong yet.
What do you mean yet?
She's hot. She's all over you. I mean, she's hot for you in a second.
She's 17. All right, she's my student. I can't, you know, just touch her.
No, not now, but, you know, in like 7 months, she'll be graduated. She'll be the age Naturelle was when I met her. Like I said, not yet, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm kidding.
Well, you know.
I know, no, I'm giving you a hard time. I'm kidding, you're smart. You're way too smart for that shit. Really, you've always been smart about that stuff. I respect that. I really do. I do. Here. One second.
Hey, there, one more of these, and I'm pissed.
Hey, listen, make me a toast.
You want me to make you a toast?
Yeah, come on. I'm not going to see you for a long time. I want to have a nice memory. Say something nice.
Okay.
Jesus. Jay, relax. Here, here's the Doyle.
It's a Doyle.
All right. Your dog now.
No.
Yeah. He loves you.
Yeah?
He loves you, really. And he needs a home.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you've seen the size of my apartment, right?
So what? Doyle's a tough dog. You've seen worse. You know, he'll learn to live in a small space. He'll survive.
Yeah. Well, what about Nat?
No, she's moving in with her mother. The woman fucking hates him. And Doyle detests Frank, and my father's allergic, so saving him, I swear to God, the best thing I ever did in my life was save that little son of a bitch. Because every day that he's had since then, that's because of me.
You know what?
Will you take him home, and will you give him a home while I'm gone?
I'd be honored.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Joint is jumping, boy. The smorgasbord of girlies here tonight.
Man, you're the talent scout, huh?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good? Whew. So who's that little tart with you, Jay?
My student.
Hot student. What? No. Not the student. Terry's friend, the student.
You know what? Remind me never to tell you anything.
Okay, listen, leave him alone. This is the only honest man in the room. Doing right. Noble work.
Right. Party begins without me.
Yeah, it started without you, you fat Russian fuck.
Fat Ukrainian fuck.
Yes, there's a difference.
Monty, my friend, you feel long?
Not long.
You won't return back to without me.
Hey, the clock's ticking, Kostya. I don't have all the time in the world.
Hello, Frank.
You don't cost a
thing. Kostya, please, Kostya.
How you doing, brother?
I am good. I am better when our friend comes back to us. Now, Jason, yes?
Jacob.
My champagne's good. You like?
It's okay.
Monk, I have beautiful woman. Very nice.
Yeah, well, I'm not really in the mood for that. I got a nice girl.
I know. Tonight is special night. Last night, free man. I picked one out special just
for
you.
The last girl you picked out special for me had three teeth on the back.
Funny you should say that.
Why? Why is it funny I should say that?
What you say is was funny.
Because you can't, when you... It's an expression, if you say that...
It's a euphemism,
can
right?
Can you explain this to the English teacher?
I think what he means, Kostya, is that when you say funny, you should say that. That means that it reminds you of a funny story.
Exactly.
No. It was funny. What you say? Funny, you should say that.
It still makes no fucking sense. This is what I deal with. This is what I was talking about.
I'm
perfectly clear about it.
Come. You see her?
I don't think so. Naturelle, she's dancing right out here.
We go quick. You must see this bitch.
Why don't you just find some nice girls for my friends here? They're on the
line. I'm good. Good.
I'm fine.
What's just going on?
Nah, I'm with you, Samantha.
No. Forget that. I got to talk to you for like 5 minutes.
All right.
You want me to stay here?
Yeah, someone's got to look out for Naturelle and, you know, your field trip.
Should I tell Nat that you're... No. Having sex with prostitutes?
No, don't say this.
Tell her whatever you want. just don't go away, all right? Hang out a minute. Let's go uptown and get Doyle.
So what time you want to hook up?
I can have a call.
Can we go in the private room?
Of course, the private room. What's that, Mark?
I got to talk to Frank for 5 minutes. Just, I'll meet you down there.
After the girl, Uncle Nikolai wants to talk with you.
I know, Kostya. Give me 5 minutes.
Remember, they're waiting.
I know they're waiting. Give me 5 fucking minutes.
Ever kept fantasizing about after I slept with her. Is that normal?
Yeah, that's a pretty good kind of normal. Yeah.
Nice views.
Hey, fellas.
It's tomorrow, huh?
That's right.
Nothing but the cat now. Stay cool, brother.
How you doing, brother? You all
right? 6 months. You know? 6 months. Before I got pinched, I was going to come to you with the loot. Put me in some stocks. Put me in some mutuals. I'm going to kick back, watch my coin multiply. We're going to get rich together. I thought, oh, you know, I could take out a little more to live on. I got greedy. Greedy. I fucked myself.
Man, you wrap yourself around the twist. You keep thinking about this shit.
That's all I can do. That's all I can do is think about it. I'm not going to make it.
Yes, you will.
There's 1,000 guys up there who are harder than me. I mean, in a room, some junkie doesn't want to pay me and coast you behind me, I'm pretty scary. Up there, I'm a skinny white boy with no friends. Those guys are going to use me up and end me.
No, they won't, man. You know why? Because you're smarter than all of them. You're going to get up there, you're going to keep your eyes open and your mouth shut. You're going to know the names, the whole scenario. You can have the place wired in a week. The
place is overcrowded. They got bunk beds lined up in the gymnasium to handle the overflow. I'm going in a room with 200 other guys, Frank. So picture this. First night, lights out. Guards are moving out of the space, looking back over their shoulders, laughing at me. You are miles from home. Door closes. Boom. I'm on the floor. I got some big guy's knee in my back. I'm going to give it a little go. There'll be too many of them. Someone takes a pipe out from under a mattress and starts beating me in the face. Not to hurt me, just to knock all my teeth out so I can give them head all night and they don't have to worry about me biting. Let's say I make it through 7 years minus 84 days for good behavior. What then? What kind of skills do I have? I can't get a job in the straight world. I can't go back to doing this. 15 years to life for a second pinch. I mean, I'll be a 38-year-old punked-out ex-con with government-issued dentures.
38 is still young. Are you going to get out? You and me, we're going to start something up?
You know, a fucking bar? I mean, we're two Irish kids from Brooklyn. Where the fuck would we be without a bar, right? How could we not have a bar? Come on, we have free hot dogs and Monday night football. You know, we got an old jukebox in the corner. Green beer on St. Patty's Day? Come on.
Green beer, Frank. You've been working 15 years to get away from green beer.
I hate this shit, too. I'm just saying, we got options, right?
I appreciate the thought. I don't see it. 7 years, you're going to be running your own show. I don't see you working with me.
We've known each other since we were three. Have I ever broken a promise to you? Huh? Have I ever once broken a promise to you? Have I ever said I'm going to be somewhere and not showing up?
No.
I'm going to be there when you get out. You hear me? I'm going to fucking be there.
I know you will. I know you will. But you're not going to be there tomorrow. And it's all about tomorrow. Listen, I got one idea. One way I might buy myself a little room to breathe. I need a big favor from you.
Is there a bathroom in here? Is there?
is it?
It's right up the stairs. Back there.
He's just acting really strange.
Going to prison in a couple hours. How do you want him to act?
I want him to act like he's scared.
Well, he is scared, Naturelle. Believe me, he's scared.
I just don't want him to hurt himself. So you watch him for me? I don't think he wants me here.
Why? Why wouldn't he want you here?
You see the way he looks at me. Like he doesn't trust me.
What reason does he have not to trust you?
I'm gonna go uptown, Francis. So when you see him, just...
Cool.
You all right?
How could he do this? Huh? Just throw it all away. I'm his oldest friend. What did I do to stop it? What did I say to him? Nothing. Not a word. You know, when he started selling weed to the kids at Coventry, I didn't say shit. Everybody's talking about buying from Monty, you know, the whole school, and I knew they were going to nail him. I knew it. I say a word. Fucking last 10 years, I've been watching him get deeper and deeper. And with these friends of his, these fucks who you wouldn't want petting Doyle.
And then I say, hey, careful, Monty. You know, you better cool out, man. I didn't say shit. I just sat there and watched him ruin his life. And you did, too. All right, we both did. We all did.
Monty never listens. You know how stubborn he is. Okay, I told Monty he should quit 100 times.
Did you? Was that before or after you moved into his apartment,
Look, come on, all nights, please don't tell me. Just don't stop.
We'll pay for the apartment, that's real.
I need a drink.
JD, shot.
Was that before or after you gave you that platinum necklace?
You want to wash your mouth?
I paid for the Cartier diamond earrings. The silver dress you're wearing. Paid in full by the addictions of other people. That's what I'm saying. You two fly down to San Juan, first class all the way. What do you think paid for Puerto Rico? You've never been to listen to me. You've never been to PR in your life before, Monty. You told him to quit. The hell you did, Natural. Yeah. You knew the deal the minute you met him. Come on. You never had a real job in your whole life. You're living off the fat of the land. You never said a goddamn word.
Who are you to get all righteous with me? Huh? Did you disown him? You're his best friend, and you never said a thing, but this is my fault? I'm the evil one.
But I never took his money. Never once. Not a red.
How long have you been saving this? Huh? I came over here to talk to my friend Francis. 1 minute ago, you were my friend. Are you drunk? Tell me you've been drinking too much. You don't know what you're saying. You're fucking drunk.
I'm Irish. I can't get drunk, all right? I know exactly what I'm saying. 7 years from now, I'll be at the prison gate, and you'll be married to money, right or wrong.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You want me to be the bad guy? Fine. I'm the bad guy. Are you happy now?
All I'm saying is you knew where he hid the money. You knew where he hid the drugs, didn't you?
What the hell are you saying? What the hell are you saying right now, Francis?
You know exactly what I'm saying. I told Monty when he first met you, they wouldn't listen to me. I told him Natural Rivera, she ain't nothing but a spick skank skeezer.
Nat! Looking all over for you.
Here
you go. She alright? Can we get out of here?
No, we got away from Monty.
I kissed her.
You what?
My student, I kissed her.
Who are you trying to be, R. Kelly?
I kissed my 17-year-old high school student.
Jake, have a drink, shut the fuck up.
Excuse me, could I have a water?
Sure.
Hit him. Hit him.
Okay.
I don't want to drink anymore, Frank.
Give him the whiskey, shut up. Drink it.
I was 14 years old. Skinny little boy. Very afraid. By the time I came out, I had a beard. I was a grown man. I went back to my hometown. I found my mother. I kissed her. And she screamed. She didn't recognize me. I have been in 3 different prisons, my woman. 3 different countries. And you know what I learned? I learned prison is a bad place to be. Seven years is a long time. some men would do anything to avoid 7 years in prison.
Your father is a hard-working man. Where's his bar? Staten Island, 2192 Bay Street. He drives in from Bay Ridge, a 1986 Jeep Grand Wagoneer. Should I tell you how many miles he has in the car?
Your father. I like your father. A hard-working man. He's had bad luck. Everyone in the neighborhood loved your mother. Duck?
Yeah. Everyone said she was a beautiful woman.
I want to help your father. I could use a man like that. A hard-working man. A man I could trust. I could take care of your father. Do you understand what I mean, Montgomery?
You don't have to do this. You know, I never said anything to anybody. Okay? Leave my father out of it.
I asked you a question, Montgomery.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you mean.
I have a good job for your father. We'll help him with the money he owes.
No, thank you.
Good weapon. Accurate. And reliable. No jams. Have you ever fired a gun? At someone, I mean.
No.
It's a toy for you. Not toy, a prop. A prop for you, like an extra. Am I wrong? With the gun, you feel more dangerous.
I wouldn't know. It's not mine.
I didn't say anything. I never said anything, Nikolai. I swear to God. They came after me to get to you. I know that. You know that. They tried. I never said anything.
I believe you, Montgomery. This is my advice to you. When you get there, figure it out who is who. Find a man nobody's protecting. A man without friends. And beat him until his eyes bleed. Let them think you are a little bit crazy, but respectable too. Respectable of the right man. You're a good-looking boy. It won't be easy for you. But remember, I was 14 when I first went the official. I tattooed survive on my hand the night before I went away to prison. And I did. We do what we have to do to survive.
Now we have this other problem.
How many people knew you kept the stuff inside this room?
Huh?
Your girlfriend and Kostya? Nobody else?
Get him out. Kostya ratted you out, little brother. He made the call and stole 7 years from your life.
No. They put the clamps on him. No. And instead of being a man about it, they
did not
him. He sold you out.
It's not true.
You know how to use it?
Yeah, I know how to use it.
Good. This man does
please.
Not deserve to live.
Don't do it.
He betrayed you.
Don't
he betrayed me. He stole from you.
Martin,
he stole 7
please.
Years from you. And him.
Please. No. Don't do this.
Shut up. Don't talk.
Motherfucker.
So why'd you do it? Why'd you do it? You let me think it was her? Why'd you tell me it was her? Why'd you tell me it was her?
Kill this cockroach.
Why?
No,
why? Why?
Please.
Why did you tell me it was her?
Do it. I have no choice. I have no choice, Mark.
Why?
Please.
Why? Why?
I have no choice.
You told me to trust this man. I trusted this man. Now I'm going 7. Clean up your own fucking mess.
Be careful.
You do whatever you want with him. When I walk out this door, I'm done. I'm out, and my father's out.
You've been foolish.
You let me go or not?
Remember what I told you. A man with no friends. No. Come on, please.
Don't leave.
Marty, come on, please.
Don't give me.
Please!
You are my friend.
Don't say that,
come on.
Please, I'm sorry, don't leave me.
Come on, please. You're missing your buddy.
What time is it?
I still got a couple hours. I'm sorry for everything I've been putting you through, Natural. I've been confused. I've been thinking that you...
Doesn't matter.
It matters to me. I don't want you to hate me when I'm gone.
Get in range.
Be the life, huh?
Yeah.
Working a tugboat? Be out on the river every morning?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
What time you got?
6:15.
All right. Come on.
Yeah.
Leash is yours.
need you to make me ugly. I can't go in there looking like this. I already told you. All about the first day. If they get one look at me looking like this, I'll be finished. Come on, this is, you said anything. You just said you'd do anything. This is what I need.
What are you thinking? Well, I'm going to give you a black eye. Nobody's going to mess with you.
I need a lot more than a black eye, pal.
You fucking help me out here?
I need you to really fuck me up.
I can't do it.
I think you can.
I'm going to hit you, man.
You know what? I think you want to a little bit.
What?
You think I deserve it a little bit?
I'm not doing it here.
You've been giving me that look like, you know, you want to smack some sense into me. Well, this is your chance. I need it, Frank.
No, this is your favor? Make me ugly? Where the hell is this coming from, man? Bullshit.
Don't pussy out on me, Frank. I need this from you. Now, I'm not going to fight back.
I'm not going to kick you. What the fuck do you want from me, man?
You're fucking mad about it.
Shut up. Shut up.
Nobody's talking to you. I mean it. Stay out.
All right, enough. This is bullshit. I'm going to go get some breakfast. I'm going to forget this shit.
No breakfast.
Hey, listen to me. Don't do this, Monty.
What is all this bullshit? You've been feeding me. I'm going to be there for you, Monty.
I'll be there for you, man.
Bullshit.
Frank, what is what he's doing.
I think this whole thing is convenient.
What?
You know what? That's what I think.
What do you mean convenient?
You're going to send me away, say bye, Monty, say take care of Naturelle for me? Is that what this is about?
I would never fucking cross the line with her, man.
Bullshit. You motherfucker.
I think I don't.
He doesn't, Frank. He doesn't mean it.
Look at her and her titties and her ass. Come on, you asshole. You've been wanting to fuck her for
years. He doesn't
mean to. Don't fucking do this, man.
Hey!
Hey! Stop it!
Stay with me all this time. Should have left a long time ago.
Stop talking like that. I'll wait for you. long as it takes. Don't cry for me.
Suzanne, Natural, I blew it. I really blew it.
I hear it, Pop.
You don't trust my drive?
I can't do it this way. You just gotta let me walk away, Pop, please. It's easier.
Yeah, easier? My God, you don't understand. Let me drive you there. I need to know where it is for visits, you know? Oh, okay, buddy. Help me out. Help me out?
Okay.
In the back.
No hospital, Bob.
No hospital. Let's go.
I gotta go.
Wait one second. Wait.
Me. I want you to be happy, so I want you to forget about me and live your life.
Maybe we take the Henry Hudson to the Spring Brook Parkway, then to the Taconic. That should get us there. Easy drive to Otisville.
Oh, Jesus. What did that do? I tell you, Amani, it's going to be okay. It looks bad, I know it, but you know, when the swelling goes down, it's going to be okay.
Them hooligans sure give you a licking, though, huh? How many were there?
I don't know, Pop. There was a bunch of them.
You got some good shots in?
Yeah, I got some good shots in.
Give it a month. You'll be better looking than ever.
Hey, Pop. You were right. It wasn't her. It wasn't Naturelle.
Of course it wasn't Naturelle.
Cool dog.
Give me the word and I'll take a left turn.
Left turn to where?
Take the GW bridge and go west. Get you stitched up somewhere and keep going. Find a nice little town. On the way, stop in Chicago for a Cubs game. You always told me you wanted to see Wrigley Field.
Dad.
I'm saying it. If you want it, if that's what you want, I'll do it.
Oh, I'd take your bar.
My bar. Jesus, my bar. They can take my bar to hell and back. You think my bar is more important to me than you, my only child? Give me the word and we'll go.
They'll find me. They'll find me sooner or later.
You know how they find people? They find them when they come home. People run away, but they usually come back. That's when they get caught. So you go, and you never come back. You never come home. We'll drive. Keep driving. Head out to the middle of nowhere. Take that road as far as it takes us. You've never been west of Philly, have you? This is a beautiful country, Money. It's beautiful out there. Looks like a different world. Mountains, hills, cows, farms, and white churches. I drove out west with your mother one time, before you was born. Brooklyn to the Pacific in 3 days. Just enough money for gas, sandwiches, and coffee. But we made it. Every man, woman, and child alive should see the desert one time before they die. Nothing at all for miles around. Nothing but sand and rocks and cactus and blue sky. Not a soul in sight. No sirens. No car alarms. Nobody honking at you. No madmen cursing or pissing on the streets. You find the silence out there. You find the peace. You can find God. These towns out in the desert, you know why they got there. People wanted to get away from somewhere else. The desert's for starting over. Find a bar, and I'll buy us drinks. Two. I haven't had a drink in 2 years, but I'll have one with you. One last whiskey with my boy. Take our time with it. Taste the barley. Let it linger. And then I'll go.
Want you to keep that.
I'll hold it for you. I'll tell you, don't ever write me. Don't ever come visit. I'll tell you, I believe in God's kingdom, and I believe I'll be with you again and your mother, but not in this lifetime.
You get a job somewhere. A job that pays cash. A boss who doesn't ask questions, and you make a new life, and you never come back. Marnie, people like you. It's a gift. You make friends wherever you go.
I go, don't.
You're going to work hard. You're going to keep your head down and your mouth shut. You're going to make yourself a new home out there.
Here you go, gang.
You're a New Yorker. That will never change. You got New York in your bones. Spend the rest of your life out west, but you're still a New Yorker. You'll miss your friends. You'll miss your dog. But you're strong. You got your mother's backbone in you. You're strong like she was. You find the right people and you get yourself papers.
Go ahead and have a seat.
A driver's license.
What's your name?
James.
James. Not from around here, are you?
No, I'm from out west.
Well, let's go ahead and get your picture. Be still, give me a smile. Okay. Just give me a bigger smile, James. Big, bigger. Okay.
You forget your old life. You can't come back. You can't call, you can't write, you never look back. You make a new life for yourself, and you live it. You hear me? You live your life the way it should have been. It may be, this is dangerous, but maybe after a couple of years, you send word to Naturelle. You get yourself a new family and you raise them right. You hear me? Give them a good life, Money. Give them what they need. You have a son. Maybe you name him James. It's a good, strong name. And maybe one day, years from now, long after I'm dead and gone, reunited with your dear mother, you gather your whole family together and tell them the truth. Who you are and where you come from.
Together.
You tell them the whole story.
I was arrested.
And then you ask them if they know how lucky they are to be there.
All of you.
It all came so close to never happening.
So close to never happening.
This life came so close to never happening.
Spring, will you be mine?
black lantern, a holy call. Red moon rising in the sky, black dust. Tell me, baby, who do you trust? The fuse is burning. Shut out the lights. The fuse is burning. Come on, let me do your right. Tires on the highway, yes, and something's coming. You feel the wires and the treetops humming. Devil's on the horizon line. You'll kiss and I'm alive. Quiet afternoon in empty house. On the edge of bed, you slip off your blouse. Room is burning with the new song. Your bittersweet tear yeast on my tongue. The fuse is burning. Shut out the lights. The fuse is burning. Come on, let me do your right. The fuse is burning. Shut out the lights. The fuse is burning. Come on, let me do your right. The fuse is burning. The fuse is burning.
Thank you.